Megan Ryan, Alex Cornwell, welcome.
Hi, thank Julia. You.
Now, Southwest Honey Company is all about the bee world. Let's start with awareness. Why are they vital to our entire diet?
Well, they say that honeybees are responsible for 1 out of every 3 bites of food you take on a daily basis. So if that doesn't tell you enough right there, the pollinating that they do is crucial to our agriculture and our ecosystem. And most of the food that you consume, especially fresh produce, fruits, vegetables, are only around because of the bees.
That's a wonderful and important point. And also then, of course, the honey that they produce is mighty tasty also.
Right. It's a sweet benefit, maybe.
Yeah.
So the decline in population is real. It's getting worse. Why?
It really is a mystery for the most part. Some people or some beekeepers, scientists, attribute the bee die-off to anything from pesticides to mites, pathogens, diseases in the hive, different things that are spread throughout the country. Migratory beekeeping is also on the list. So when they go and pollinate like almond fields or oranges, by transporting those, it kind of spreads disease further. There's no set answer to that other than to do the best we can to save our bee population, which is at least right now estimated to be on the extinct list in the Americas by 2035.
Oh my goodness, that is alarming. And in the meantime, as Northeast Indiana residents, what can we do about that?
We can do a lot of things. We can change small things in our daily life around home. We can get engaged with conservation. We can buy local produce. We can reduce our pesticide use, advocate for more green spaces or more natural land spaces. There really are a lot of different things that can be done in just small changes in everyone's life.
If taken collectively then and people are really on it individually, it can actually make a big difference in the bee population that we're hoping to grow back.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Now, you're doing your part, and you are inviting all ages to join in the fun, getting educated this summer, with programs tailored just for them. What do you offer the youngest members of the food chain, then?
For our littlest scientists and learners, we do have a program called Explore the Honeybee. That is for kindergarten all the way up through high school even. It's very hands-on, interactive learning, adventure style. There's no sitting and being taught at. So we want to start with those youngest kids and really cultivate a conservation-minded way of thinking.
Okay, if kids latch onto it and get it and carry it with them, just what are the long-term benefits they're putting in place now for future health of their own and the bee world?
It can be as simple as them going home and sharing with their parents what they've learned, little tips about trying not to use weed killers on their lawn, or, hey, mom, I want to go to the farmer's market this weekend, buy some local produce, all the way up to, you know, when they get to be 18, voting for legislation that encourages the conservation end of things and protecting our ecosystem.
I also think that connection between our food and the small things that impact our food is important to have, especially with kids coming into the world that everything's bought in a grocery store, you know, everything's prepackaged. Well, where does that food come from? And in this program really helps to connect such a small idea as a honeybee to our food and our ecosystem as a whole. And I think that's what's exciting. It's not just our observation hive where you can see all the little bees doing their thing in it, or digital microscope so you can see the pollen down in comb. It's more than that. It's the big idea that connects us to our food.
And again, if you can get them interested at that age, it's an empowerment for you and for them and for generations to come.
Absolutely.
And for seniors, you offer Bees and Tea. Now, that's a great name. And what does that program include?
Well, that's a chance for them to come out, take a day trip, enjoy some time outdoors underneath our science tent. They're learning a lot of the same things that the kids are learning. There's a little bit of hands-on activity involved. It's very low impact, though, and they get to end their session with a little bit of tea, including fresh honey that they can add to it.
That's very clever. In the very middle, you add bees and brew. And that's quite an intriguing recipe. What are the ingredients, Alex?
Well, we developed this program to get the adults. Something like a wine and canvas has been very popular. So we said, hey, why can't we apply this same theory to bees and make it a more educational experience? And so really what it amounts to is learning about bees, obviously, but making candles and lotion bars made of beeswax, kind of explore our apiary and then learn some different things that they can do at home to help the bees. And I tell you, we've gotten a lot of response from it so far. Of course, the honey wine and honey beer may be part of that. But I think it's an important cause, but also a fun activity. It's almost like a date night.
That's just fantastic. Okay, I think bees get an unfair rap because of their sting. So practically speaking, what's the best way to get around that?
I would say look at the bee as a helpful insect more than anything. So knowing the difference between a wasp and a hornet and a honeybee and a bumblebee, honeybees and bumblebees are really your top pollinators out of that list, where a honeybee pollinates almost more than a bumblebee, which is why they're so important to us specifically. But when a honeybee stings you, they die. A wasp or a hornet can continue to sting you and move on and go do its thing after it's done its damage. But a honeybee really is reluctant to offer that sting.
And short of staying inside all summer long, how can people avoid getting in the bee's way?
I would say stay away from hives. If you're drinking something sugary like a pop or lemonade or something like that, it's always an attractant. And cover it up. They won't bother you. They're so work focused. Their number one thing that they do from the time that they emerge from their cell to the time that they die is pollinate and make honey and do all the good stuff for us. You know, swatting them doesn't really help us too much.
All good points. Most people are going to give the most help by being aware and promoting all of that, as you mentioned, legislation and future involvement in bringing the bee back and keeping its situation healthy. That's all important. In the meantime, how practical and user-friendly is hobbyist beekeeping right here in Northeast Indiana?
I think if somebody's considering beekeeping, it's something that they can easily get into, but there are a lot of technicalities that they would need to research beforehand. You know, it's just like owning a pet. I would actually say that it's a little bit harder than owning a dog or a cat, something like that. Think of it as an exotic pet. Some people think of a hive as almost like an adult ant farm. And so it's fun to watch. It's fun to see. But there are some technicalities there that you'll want to research, get involved with the Northeast Indiana Beekeepers Association, and really reference a lot of materials. When we started, there wasn't a whole lot on YouTube. Right now, there is a ton of reference materials on YouTube. So really get involved with the research component first, and then go ahead and order a hive and try it out in your home. And it's legal to keep beehives in Fort Wayne, in the surrounding area. It is a very cool and rewarding experience. One of the only insects that you can actually eat what they make. It's kind of cool.
Great points, in fact. I am kind of curious, on a personal note, for you two, what's it like to turn this intriguing passion and very worthwhile goal that you have into a profession?
Well, I'd say it's pretty special. It's very unique, pretty awesome that we get to do something like this on a daily basis, and it's easy to be passionate about it. It's easy to care. The educational side of it, I guess, is where my heart's at. You know, school's out, and I may not be in a classroom in a school building, but I get to spend my summers teaching all ages across the spectrum, and I think that that's pretty special.
Good for you. Yeah.
I think for me, the most rewarding part of it is the amount of awareness that we've been able to create. We keep apiaries around Fort Wayne. The educational component is awesome, but even just being here today to talk about bees excites us, and we're always learning. And I think every beekeeper is always learning. So spreading that awareness, learning more about the mysterious bee is very cool.
Thank you for sharing, and what insight. Okay, before we let you get back to the hives, it would be pretty sweet if you'd give us one or two of your personal favorite honey tips.
If someone's looking how to utilize honey, we have on our blog lots of recipes. Some of my favorites are a lot of the desserts, but there are a ton of ways that you can use honey while you're cooking. You can bake with it, you can barbecue with it, tons of options. So I think just a suggestion or a hint to people is to try utilizing honey a little more often in their daily cooking and eating. You'd be surprised how many ways you can use it.
Very good tip. We're going to go out with something else that I heard that you two specialize in, and that is Monday Humor from the Hive. That's also on your Facebook and blog and other situations, so let's pretend this is Monday and give us your best.
Ooh, sure. How about this one? What is a bee's favorite part of a relationship?
Oh, I know this one. It's the honeymoon.
Megan Ryan and Alex Cornwell are owners of Southwest Honey Company. Thanks to both of you for sharing your hive tending time with us today. And here's to the honeybee.
Thank you.
Thank you.